Chapter 2 Being Interviewed. Susan Edwards is being interviewed by United Chocolate UK, which regularly tours the top UK universities to recruit graduates to work as trainee managers.
Well, I think we've covered nearly everything, so let me now ask you a rather difficult question. What would you say are the weak points in your CV?
Well, I suppose my lack of experience of the corporate world, apart from one or two summer vacation jobs. But I didn't study business at university. There's also the fact that I'm a girl.
Our company has always made a point of taking part in what is commonly called the milk round. Not because we make a lot of milk chocolate, I hasten to add. We've always believed that if we can find young talent, we can do the management training ourselves. Or pay for our brightest hopes to return to university later on.
To obtain some sort of specialist qualification.
Exactly. Like an MBA, for example. Oh, I know a lot of companies now prefer graduates with business or joint degrees. The former polytechnics probably started that trend.
And I noticed in France, for example, that most managers are recruited from business schools.
That's quite true. But we've always been successful with our policy. As for your being a girl, that's certainly not a disadvantage. United Chocolate has always tried to give an equal place to women. After all, a considerable number of our customers throughout the world are women. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me?
Could you say a little about what being a trainee manager with United Chocolate would entail?
Certainly. Should you come and work with us, you'll have a trial period of 6 months. During that time, you will get to know the company, its products, its activities. You will also see what the various functions of management involve. Then, after 6 months, if we're still satisfied with you, we'll let you choose the area you want to work in. For example, maybe personnel or marketing in your case.
You mentioned just now sending people back to university.
Yes, I did, but I said only our brightest hopes. United Chocolate will pay for their tuition fees too, provided that they stay with the company for a certain number of years after that.
Well, that's only normal.
Quite so. Well, I think we've said enough. I must see another candidate, so it's been very nice speaking to you, Susan, and I hope to be able to give you an answer within a month at the latest.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Exercises.
Where do you think this interview is taking place?
This interview is no doubt taking place somewhere at Leeds University.
Has this interview only just begun?
No, they've already covered nearly everything.
What does Susan think her weak points might be?
She thinks her weak points might be her lack of experience of the corporate world and the fact that she's a girl.
What is the meaning of the milk round?
It refers to the tour of top British universities that big companies make in order to recruit graduates.
Why has United Chocolate always been in favour of the milk round?
Because it can find young talent to train as managers.
What trend did the former polytechnic start?
The former polytechnics started the trend of putting onto the job market graduates with business or joint degrees.
What is United Chocolate's policy concerning women?
Its policy is to give an equal place to women.
What are the terms of a trainee manager's contract?
A trainee manager has a trial period of 6 months before choosing the area he or she wants to work in.
What does United Chocolate usually do with its brightest hopes?
It sends them back to university to obtain some sort of specialist qualification.
What is Mr. Robertson going to do after this interview?
Mr. Robertson is going to interview another candidate.
Start a letter to a woman by Dear Ms. So-and-so or Dear Madam.
Don't address a woman as Miss or Mrs., but Ms.